Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 15 of Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Get your house in order. Meditation verse for today, Matthew 24:40-46. Then two men will be in the field, one taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one taken and one left. Therefore stay alert, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what time the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and not let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom the master put in charge of his household to give him food at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whose master finds him so doing when he comes. We need to get our spiritual house in order. Will he find faithful servants who are doing what he has asked us to do? Have we come lax in our commitment to keep Shabbat, to tithe and support his work here on earth, to study his word, to pray and to fast? Are we only concerned about our own needs and not about the needs of the kingdom? Matthew 6:33, Amplified, but seek first and most importantly seek, aim at and strive after his kingdom and his righteousness. His way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. The kingdom needs to be our number one priority in our lives. The kingdom of Yahweh, Elohim, suffers when we are not in obedience and doing what he has called us to do. We are living in a time when prophecy is quickly moving forward, and we are seeing more wars, pestilence, earthquakes, and active volcanoes than ever before. We need to search our hearts and do teshuva, repentance, and get our house in order both spiritually and physically. Our Father does not want to hear excuses about why we can't be obedient or why such and such was more important than doing what he has asked us to do. He wants to hear, Hineni, send me. Isaiah 6:8, then I heard the voice of Adonai saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? So I said, Hineni, send me. Ezekiel 22:30, I searched for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land, so that I would not destroy it, but I found no one. There are many voices out there that are vying for our attention. However, the voice we need to heed is the voice of the Good Shepherd and obey what he is telling us in his word. There are consequences to not obeying his word and blessings for obedience. Leviticus 18:4, you are to obey my ordinances and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am Adonai your God. Joshua 24:24, and the people said to Joshua, we will worship none but Adonai our God, and we will obey none but his voice. Judges 3:4, they were for testing Israel to know whether they would obey the mitzvot of Adonai, which he had commanded their fathers by Moshe's hands. A king's disobedience. 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel said, does Adonai delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Adonai? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, to pay heed than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel 28:18. Since you did not avoid the voice of Adonai and did not execute his fierce wrath on Amalek, so Adonai has done this to you today. And again, this is regarding Saul and his disobedience to what Yahweh told him to do. A prophet's disobedience. 1 Kings 20:36. Then he said to him, because you did not obey the voice of Adonai, behold, as soon as you leave me, a lion shall kill you. As soon as he left him, a lion found him and killed him. Israel's disobedience. Nehemiah or Nehemiah 9:16-17. But they, our ancestors, became arrogant. They stiffened their neck and did not obey your mitzvot. They refused to obey and did not remember your wonders that you did among them. Instead, they became stiff-necked and in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return to their bondage. But you are a God of forgiveness, merciful and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not abandon them. Yeshua's commending the obedient. Luke 11:28. But he said, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. When we are seeking a place of fellowship, are we only looking for what's in it for me? Do you walk through the door and make a judgment before asking the Father, is this the place you have called me to serve? Are you bringing in your own agenda? Are you looking to be a servant and a blessing and help the congregation fulfill what they have been called to do? As elders and leaders of a congregation, we have seen this time and time again. Where are the servants' hearts? Where are the obedient hearts? Where are the hearts that are willing to sacrifice their own agenda and wants for the kingdom of Yahweh and our Messiah Yeshua? We have met many times before the throne wondering, how can we do what the Father has called us to do when there are so few who are willing to serve and be faithful? Where are the hearts that put obedience to Yahweh first? Acts 5:29-32. Peter and the emissaries replied, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Yeshua, whom you seized and had crucified. This one God exalted at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and remove sins. And we are witnesses of these events as the Ruach HaKodesh, whom God has given to those who will obey him." We see in the lives of the apostles that every single one of them suffered and died a martyr's death, except for John, but he still suffered. Simon, or Kepha, tradition says that Kepha died in AD 64 to 68 during Nero's persecution of the Christians. He was crucified upside down on a cross. Andrew was crucified on a St. Andrew's cross. The cross has the shape of an X. He was not nailed to the cross, but was tied. It took several days before he died. It is said that he preached while hanging on the cross. Yaakov, son of Zebedee. Yaakov died in AD 44 after he was beheaded by King Agrippa I, who had launched a new persecution of Christians. He was the first martyr from among the 12 apostles. Yochanan, the disciple Yeshua loved. The beloved Yochanan was in exile on the Isle of Patmos before he was released and went to Ephesus, where he died around AD 100 to 105. Philip died in Hierapolis, Turkey by hanging, AD 80. Bartholomew, or Nathaniel, it is believed that Bartholomew had ministered in Armenia and was flayed to death with knives in India. Matthew, or Matiyahu, died a martyr's death in Ethiopia. Thomas, ancient tradition says that Thomas died near Madras, India in AD. He was killed with AD 70. He was killed with a spear. Yaakov, son of Alphaeus, or also known as Yaakov the Less or James. Tradition says that Yaakov or James was crucified in Lower Egypt and then sawed in pieces, AD 62. Thaddeus was martyred in Persia. He died via arrows. And Simon the Zealot, tradition says that Simon was crucified. It is believed that he ministered together with Thaddeus. It is amazing that we know so little about the men who turned the world upside down. Yeshua had prepared them, and Yahweh Elohim used them in a powerful way to alert the world to his good news, that Yeshua the Messiah had come into the world to save sinners. These men gave their lives and died so that all could hear the good news, and that the forgiveness of sins is free to anyone who believes in Yeshua the Messiah and accepts him as Lord and Savior. The next time you have an excuse why you cannot be faithful or obedient, think about the price Yeshua paid for your redemption and submit your will to his. Matthew 26:38-39. Then he tells them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell down and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Shalom in Yeshua.